The surprise announcement came during a dinner to mark the 9th anniversary of the group's debut. Complaining of exhaustion and of the toll the pandemic has taken, one of the members announced they all needed a break.
It feels as though saying that I'm tired is very sinful in itself. I wish we could talk happily and do things happily, no matter what the rules. That's all I want.
The most difficult thing is writing lyrics. I have nothing to say anymore. I should be able to tell the story that I want to share, but I end up forcing myself to write to please people. It's too painful.
It seems as the ultimate boy band, even BTS can't change the fact they're not as boyish as they were.
Now that they already grown up, you know, the members, you know, average age is approaching, you know, the 30. So that is quite normal process in the Korean pop industry, you know, when the members grown up and they must start their own business.
BTS seem to be at the peak of their global popularity, generating billions of dollars for the South Korean economy as soft power cultural ambassadors, and building a fiercely loyal international fan base numbering tens of millions who refer to themselves collectively as ARMY. The response from those fans has been instantaneous and impassioned, with a flood of social media posts mostly expressing shock. "I just want to give them a hug," says one fan, while others describe the move as courageous, and all of them, it seems, still vowing lifelong devotion. Was it honestly the best? 'Cause I just wanna see the next. The news battered the market value of the band's management agency, HYBE, which seemed to walk back the announcement, saying the K-pop group would continue to work together. For millions around the world, such an outcome would be dynamite. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.